What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, Tom, coming up, we'll drink a toast into the 3-day weekend with a shot of the day. Then it's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Shame on. And since Monday is President's Day, we celebrate President's Day on a Bad Choice Friday, representing the 7th president of the United States of America.
It's Mike's idea.
Andrew Jackson, we bring you the Jackson 5.
You don't think this is awesome, Mike? This is brilliant.
This could be one of the greatest pop songs of all time.
Look, I love the Jackson 5. I really do. I love this song.
Maybe Andrew had 5 children.
There's a decent chance he's related to him. In a very bad, terrible way.
If you know anything about Andrew Jackson, ain't wrong.
Andrew Jackson, he's representing the Jackson.
That's right.
He was the first president who literally said, "Where the black women at?"
Yeah. We didn't. Did you been working on your Jackson impression?
I've been working on my Jackson brother.
That is what he sounded like.
My name is Andrew Jackson.
Jesus.
Hey. I'm the president of these here United States.
Yes. Representing the 7th president, Andrew Jackson.
Yeah.
The Jackson 5. And I want you back. Representing the 2nd president and the 6th, John Adams and John Quincy Adams. That would be Brian Adams.
All right, Ted, let's hear your John Quincy Adams.
Which one was first?
John. Just straight up John.
So you want the
John
second.
Quincy. I want the 6th president.
John. All right, John Quincy Adams would be a more like, hello, I'm still just a bit British. Where his brother would have been like, hey, it's going to be a hell of a country, isn't it?
It's going to be a great time.
So, will it be the
throw it in the harbor!
Will it be the 2nd and the 6th president or the 7th president? Vote now. If you follow us on X at Men's Room Live, one of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Want to hear my Taft?
Sure. Yeah. I'm hungry.
Do we have time
for me a bucket.
Put me in the tub.
I need another steak.
Do we have time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com?
Yeah. These are historically accurate, by the way.
They are. I mean, I could do Kennedy a little bit.
Well, yeah.
That's not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country.
Good news, Ted. You've got a request here.
For Kennedy?
On the birthdays. No, this one's completely different.
I was like, God damn. All right.
Yeah. It says, Ola Bacholas. My son JP officially turned 1. So can Mickey Mouse please do the part of the speech from Rocky Balboa to his son? And believe it or not, we have the actual script from the movie.
Oh, thanks, Miles. I clearly did not see this email. All right, so Mickey Mouse. So I'm...
You are Rocky Balboa as Mickey Mouse talking to your son.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to the park.
All right.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are. If it beats you to your knees, and you get up, and there's plenty of liberty if you let it do it. You, me, nobody's going to hit it hard as life does. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you get up and keep moving forward. How much of you can you take to keep moving forward? That's how winning is done.
That's incredible.
That was great.
Is that Rocky talking, or is that Mick talking
that's
to Rocky?
That's Rocky talking to his son. I'm assuming that's one of the latter.
Yeah, it's Rocky talking. Hey, about how hard you get hit.
Oh, so this got to be like Rocky 2 or 3.
I think it's later.
I think.
Or maybe it's not.
Was he talking to his kid, or was he talking to...
Did he have a kid with
the
Adrian?
New Creed.
That's what
I think
saying.
It was the new Creed.
I think it's the new. I think it's like in the first Creed movie.
I would have done the speech from the first movie.
What was the speech from the first one?
Oh, now you...
Okay, yeah, it's from Rocky Balboa, so it's...
Oh, that's the sixth one.
Yeah.
I know this because I'm a Rocky apologist.
What's the coach's name?
Mickey?
Mick. Yeah.
Mick.
Oh, now you care, Mick. Nobody cared before. I was in the gym, and he's like, bang it on the wall. Now you care. What about me, Mick?
What about me?
That's a powerful scene, Mike. Did you really see
it? Happy 30th to our best friend, Josh. Hopefully, you'll finally break 100 golfing tomorrow, and we hope you get lucky tonight. So, can we get a big old bong rip and some motivation from Coach Ted? That from your best friends, Jordan, Brennan, and Chad.
All right, Josh, going to be tough. Depends on what time you tee off tomorrow. There will be some rain in the forecast. If that hits, you're going to have to fly that ball a long ways. Now, honestly, a lot of coaches are going to tell you this, but Coach Smith's going to give it to you straight. You go out tonight, get absolutely hammered. I'm talking tore up from the floor up. You know what I'm saying? That way tomorrow, when you're standing on that tee box, you'll be so worried about not puking, you don't have to worry about your general slice.
Winner rules. Winner rules, by the way, Josh. Clean and play. And play from the white tees if you're shooting.
Gotta be the white tee.
It does.
Most normal people are playing for the white tees.
Right. What up, men's room? Hope y'all are doing well. I wanted to give a big happy 29th birthday shout out to my sister Teresa. And what better way to celebrate than with some dirty Germans? Also, since it's right around Valentine's, can Miles throw in a couple of maybe Valentine themed dad jokes on a Dad Joke Friday? I've been listening to you guys every day for over 10 years. Thanks for all the laughs and the good stories. Thanks a ton. Happy 20, and cheers to Teresa. Best regards, that from Alexander.
Yeah, hello, Teresa. Drop down to your Nisa. Open your mouth and get a big surprise.
Yeah.
A little surprise.
Yeah, and unlike the other Saint one, you actually get to eat something tonight.
All right. She's such big as the sausage.
Yeah.
Teresa, for your birthday, I'm going to give you every single dad joke I have on a Dad Joke Friday.
For Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day, birthday, the whole deal.
All right.
I've got a couple of Valentine's Day jokes, too. I'll start with Confucius.
Oh, yeah, birthday.
All right. Confucius say, many men bite, but Fu Manchu. What did the Roman cannibal say after he ate his wife? Again, what did the Roman cannibal say after he ate his wife?
The Roman cannibal.
What did he say after he ate his wife?
I don't know.
He was gladiator. Why did the banana go out with... Why did the banana go out with a prune on Valentine's Day? Why did the banana go out with a prune on Valentine's Day?
Because he appealed to him?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because it was a little raisin?
He couldn't find a date.
All right. Okay. So, what's he doing?
Guys, a police officer knocked on my door. He said, I'm afraid it looks like your wife has been hit by a bus.
Oh, yeah?
I said, I know, but she's great at sex. Damn. Wow. Time of that. Dead your friend.
That hit home somewhere for somebody.
How does the hamburger introduce his wife? How does the hamburger introduce his wife. How? Meet Patty. I got more on a dad joke.
That bus one, man.
Yeah. Which is great. It sucks. What's the difference between Elon Musk and a lemur?
Lemur.
What's the difference between Elon Musk and a lemur?
What?
Elon made an electric car. A lemur made a gas car.
All right. Okay. Hey,
Africa joke.
Madagascar, the country.
Yep. Do you guys know that most people in Middle Earth could not manage destroying the One Ring?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But Elijah would. That's a Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I know Elijah would.
Do you guys know that Bigfoot sometimes gets confused with Sasquatch?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeti never complains. Here's a questionable one. I asked an amputee if he knew where the nearest gas station was.
Hey, what'd he say?
He was stumped. Two old ladies were sitting on a park bench when a man in a trench coat comes up and flashed them. One old lady immediately had a...
You guys want a couple more dad jokes?
We're not my welcome yet?
No, keep going.
Dad joke Friday.
None of these are allowed in the park.
Two women are riding their bicycles around the back streets of Rome, Italy. One nun looks over at the other and says, you know, I've never come this way before. And in flight?
No!
No?
No!
Two sperm are swimming around. One says, are we at the egg yet? The other...
Dad joke, Fred.
Crying, Eddie.
Okay.
Guys, I... Guys, I want to know if you guys can give my brother Daniel a happy birthday shout-out. Brother loves you guys' show and has been listening for a long time. How about a fish sandwich and a Leroy Jenkins? Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Holy amazing dinosaurs, I would love to request a birthday shout-out to my lovely girlfriend Bree, who turns 36, and I, who turned 34. We spawned on the same day. And honorable mention to our almost 2-year-old daughter, Lila, who spawned 2 days later. How about the Dirty Germans talking about our special day and all the tools we'll be using while I check under the hood? Thanks, guys. That's from Alex in Puyallup.
Yeah, I believe if you're checking under the hood, you will only actually use one tool. Or three, depending what she likes.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. So was it since an engine or just playing around and having fun? It's always the dipstick.
Yeah. I know it checks the trunk.
Yeah.
And all the fellows, today's
it's
my...
the underneath carriage.
Today's my 54th trip around the flaming ball. Can I get a Leroy Jenkins? Everyone talking all over themselves about how delicious crayons are. Yeah, that's my... me, the crayon eater. Wow. I earned dress blue ages ago, so I can talk smack forever.
He's a Marine crowning. Yep.
You guys kick ass. Maybe a Black Raven could do a premium root beer. Since I'm on the wagon, ooh, I'd buy a case of that. Rock on, fellas. That from the canyon, the crayon eater.
God,
maybe a bong rip and a fish sandwich.
Come on.
Jesus. Crayon.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
It's so close.
That's a Freudian.
Crayon.
Hey. I think we can all relate to that. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Miles, what are you doing tonight for Valentine's Day? You seem a little randy.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers.
I think his wallet's about $100 lighter.
He's got to wait for a bitches there. A couple extra emails. And locations where over the 3-day weekend, maybe you can find the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven in the bright yellow can. Or the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager from Black Raven in the silver can. Hello, guys. We are Randy and Lisa, that previously lived in Yuma, Arizona. We both live in Moab, Utah now, and we couldn't really try the Men's Room IPA down here. So we drove to Yelm, Washington. and finally found a six-pack and are so excited to try it. In fact, we really just want to save it as a souvenir. Should have bought 2 six-packs. Love you guys. Been listening for years. You make our day. P.S. If you ever want to visit Moab, and no, Ted, it's nothing like Salt Lake. We run an RV resort and beautiful luxury homes as well.
All right.
We can hook you guys up and your families on us. So keep on rocking that from Randy and Lisa.
Do Randy and Lisa only deal with places that are 4 letters in their name? They live in Yuma, lived in Yuma,
yeah,
moved to Moab, and drove to Yelm.
Guys,
if it's got more than 4 letters, we're not going.
And what were their names?
That is from Randy and Lisa.
Well, Randy's from
Randy,
the whole thing.
Screwed it up, Randy.
Good Thanks, work, dude. Dummy. Yes.
Guys, I found the men's room lager in Marysville at Safeway on State Avenue. That's from our buddy Stevie Shannon. But wait, there's more locations. Men's room lager, the Safeway in Tacoma on South 38th Street. These are the locations where you pick up those six packs to take care of your lovely lady for Valentine's Day or maybe a President's Day, a barbecue.
Either way.
Yeah.
Good.
Ben just picked up a sixer at the Tiger Mountain Country Store on Issaquah Hobart Road. I haven't tried it yet, but I'm planning on it tonight. I also bought your dope t-shirt from the Rock Shop today.
Oh, nice.
Men's Room 20th Anniversary shirt is available.
I do like that shirt, man.
On the Rock Shop at Cast.
Got mine hanging up in my closet right now.
Yep.
Miles, you ever been to a President's Day barbecue?
I have not, but I plan on actually barbecuing on Monday.
President's Day barbecue.
Yeah, well, it's in February. I'm just saying, it's not like July 4th, but I like where your head's at.
I'm grilling. Abitolo's, first off, the ice-cold six-pack of the 20th Anniversary Lager. Snagged one. Huge selection of in caps also at the Mill Creek Fredmeyer. And damn,
nice.
That is tasty. That from our buddy Scott. Okay, I think it's time that we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, CCC, let's go back in time.
Shy, shifty Shelly sits with her cute runt kitty Tilly. She carefully cuts runt Tilly kitty's claws. Tilly kitty claws are now cutely cut.
Wait for it.
You got it, Miles. You got it.
Shy, shifty Shelly sits with her cute runt kitty Tilly. She carefully cuts runt Tilly kitty's claws. Tilly kitty's claws are now cutely cut.
What?
Shy, shifty Shelly sits with her cute runt kitty Tilly. She carefully cuts runt Tilly kitty's claws. Tilly kitty's claws are now cutely cut.
Okay, let's try it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Here we go again, try number 3 on this version of Ted versus the FCC.
What is my record? It's not good. What's it like, 1-3 or 1-4?
I think I have you 1-3-1 because there was the false start, so I put that in the you know, not quite a win, not quite a loss column.
Thanks, bud.
Okay, got you, man.
So here are the rules on Ted versus the FCC. If Ted happens to miss, then we give him another chance. If he doesn't get that one, we give him a third chance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you don't get that one, then we retire the Ted versus the FCC. So far, Casey, who sent this in, is 2-0. So we'll see, Ted, if you can get it right this time. And it goes something like this. Shy, shifty Shelly sits with her cute runt kitty Tilly. She carefully cuts runt Tilly's kitty claws. Tilly's kitty claws are now cutely cut. The way that we do Ted versus the FCC, one time through, 3 times fast.
All right. Shy, shifty Shelly sits with her cute runt kitty Tilly. She carefully cuts runt Tilly kitty's claws. Tilly kitty's claws are now cutely cut.
3 times fast.
Shy, shifty Shelly sits with her.
Come on, Jess. I did not expect that word
What
am I doing?
It's Valentine's Day, man.
This show
I get
has
it.
Sucked. I have sucked. But everybody gets a refund.
Casey is not. She's 3-0 against Ted.
Yeah, well, you know what? I hope she has a good Valentine's, too.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Always live on the free Odyssey app from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Coming up at 5:07, we will drink a toast in the weekend with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. Nevada is suspending a cage-free egg law that in an attempt to bring the prices down.
So basically, there was
some sort of a law. There was something on the books concerning cage-free eggs. I don't remember what it was. Like, if you're bringing us eggs, they have to be cage-free eggs.
Okay.
But the price of eggs going like crazy.
We
should probably suspend that for a second. See if you can't.
You got eggs, bring them.
Yeah, right.
Put them in a cage.
Let's pack them on in here. Researchers have discovered that ancient Egyptian remains actually smell nice.
I saw the headline. I didn't read the story.
Neither did I.
I wonder if it's all the, like, sage, well, not sage.
Well, they're taking so much out of it when they, you know, when they go through the embalming process.
They take all the organs out, right?
Right.
If I remember this correctly with the Egyptians, took all the organs out, and I guess stuffed it with, like, herbs or something.
Herbs and, like, sawdust and stuff like that.
And but then I want to say the linens themselves, weren't they?
Very, they do a great job of, like, preventing rot and whatnot. So
yeah,
I
it's
think
amazing.
That a lot of the things that would make it stink were really kind of curtailed during that process.
And they'll never know that they probably are the best-smelling corpses in human history.
Oh, yeah.
These Egyptians, you smell marvelous.
I wonder how long they've been waiting to make that statement.
Because you know somebody cracked it up. Like,
I mean, like, from the first time you found one, somebody had to be like, I cannot believe, A, it doesn't stink, but actually, the smell's kind of good.
Cherry blossoms.
I mean, if a body's been rotting in the ground for hundreds of years, though, even if I didn't stuff it with anything and I opened that casket, would it still smell like death? Or would it just be like, eh?
It would, because they're still,
are they airtight? Do we know?
I don't know.
The mummies probably are.
They have to be. If they're going to be that well preserved, they have to be.
As well wrapped as they are, yeah.
And like you said, the linens do such a good job of kind of preventing outside influence. So, yeah, and the bodies themselves are.
Could you be mummified, like, to this day? Right? If you're not a funeral.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Can I be mummified? Still placing my coffin. Like, is that a request you could make?
It's got to be. I think it would be insanely expensive.
I'm sure.
Why don't I call you Tootin' then?
Can you, like, all right, here's a random one. If I pass away and I have something I specifically want to be buried in, but it's not a coffin, can I still be buried in, like, a cemetery?
Oh, right. So, like, do you have
a cooler? I want to be buried in a giant cooler.
I would think so. When you buy the plot,
I guess,
like, you just
if you buy the plot.
As long as you make sure that it's grass on top, right?
Yeah. I mean, if it puts you in a Yeti.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
We'd have to hack you up, though, dude.
Well, have you seen some of those Yetis? They're pretty big.
They are pretty big. I get you. But are they body big?
We got to cut off.
Like, I don't think anybody in this room could fit into a Yeti.
You just got to. Well, hey, you haven't been to the Yeti flagship store.
Yeah, you know, it's
they got some big.
You haven't been out in the woods.
We'll fit you in that Shane Gillis cooler.
Yeah. I also, like, sit there, crack a few beers, toss them on me.
Oh.
Toss them.
Ted's last. Empties in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll get Castle and everybody on it. We'll make it a whole event. Ted's last tailgate.
We just pour a Miller Lite over your dead body.
There you go, buddy. One for you.
Season them. Season them up nice, boys.
God.
I told you, I had, like, step uncles. Like, they were kind of sick individuals. They literally did that. They sat there after everybody kind of left their mom's grave. They pulled up a cooler, drank beers, and threw the empties on her casket.
That's kind of weird.
These guys were insane, man. These were like, I don't want to overstep bounds here, but like these were Vietnam veterans that were like, God, I miss it.
There are some researchers after our civilization long since kills itself and rebuilds itself. They're going to unearth that grave. Like, my God, they must have had a ritual here.
Yeah.
What is this Miller Lite?
Some guy digging in there for aluminum cans.
Researchers in Morocco discovered a new type of fly larva that has a face on its butt.
Nice!
It looks like a termite to discourage attackers.
Oh, I get that.
Kind of like a tiger's ears are supposed to emulate eyes, and like butterfly wings are supposed to emulate eyes to ward off predators.
Oh. I mean, it works, man. Oh, yeah. Remember years ago, there was a guy.
Lions and stuff with eyes in the back.
Yeah, the guy, he had a cattle farm, and the lions were taking out these cattle left and right for obvious reasons. So they took Sharpies, drew giant eyeballs on the asses of the cows, and then the lions stopped attacking because they like to stalk. So the way the lions perceived it is, oh, man, this animal is staring me down. I can't surprise attack him. And they stopped attacking his cows.
And especially if there's a whole herd of them, then they're all staring at the lion.
Yeah, they're all, because the way they graze, right?
I'm outnumbered.
Oh, man.
Dang.
They're all staring at me, but I don't know why their eyes are on their ass, but still.
Why does your nose stink?
Austrian scientists found the best way to get a dog to pay attention to something. Point at it while you stare at it.
Yeah.
Like a pointer.
Exactly, because that's exactly what they'll do. They'll stare at it, and I didn't realize that the pointing is not the nose. The pointing is their little foot when it sticks up, and they're actually, they're literally just pointing with their little foot. My dog does it all the time, and it's weird.
But it's not like you have to point and look, because it said if you just point, they were less receptive. If you just stare, they're less receptive. When you do both, then the dogs were more apt to pay attention.
Well, and that's actually their signal is the whole thing. You know, that you're almost speaking their language at that point.
Yeah. Like, my brother, your father's speaking dog.
Hey, man.
It is wild when you see those hunting dogs that literally stop and, like, put one leg up.
Yep.
Like, there it is.
Yeah. Told you, mine does it while I'm out there walking. You know, he'll see another dog and he'll just point like, I know, dude. He's across the street. Right. Damn.
I wonder if in his head he's like, pull the trigger.
Come on, man, just kill
Jesus.
It.
Jesus.
God, just kill it.
I hate that dog.
He's racist, man. He called me stuff.
Kill that son of a bitch.
He called me stuff.
Literally, son of a bitch, kill him.
There's a team at Cambridge that developed a solar-powered reactor that pulls CO2 from the air and turns it into fuel.
Oh, wow.
Now, all right. I don't know if they mean gasoline fuel. I don't know if they mean, like, propane fuel. I don't know if it's a different kind of fuel that we can use to propel whatever.
But fuel is fuel, man.
100%. And I would, you know, I've been thinking this for quite some time. It's like, I'm glad that we're developing technologies that get us off a finite source like fossil fuels.
Yeah.
Good. You know, fossil fuels are incredibly efficient. They're the most powerful one that we've got right now. 100%. Yeah, I get why people are kind of clinging to that right now until we build a better infrastructure. However, if we can find one that's infinite, that'd be a lot better.
You mean like the sun?
Exactly.
Or wind?
Or it just right. Falls out of the sky?
Maybe get ourselves off of somebody else's pocket? That'd be great.
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing is, in Cambridge, somebody in the English already found out a way to tax it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
CO tax. A new study found that playful, optimistic people tend to be more resilient when they find themselves in hard times.
Because they're optimistic people.
Right.
I mean, once you say an optimist, like, right.
You mean the guy that sees the bright side of everything?
The positive person tends to be more positive. Right.
This soon shall pass.
Right.
Exactly. Which it will, but some of us have a little bit of a harder time getting to that point.
But once you label someone an optimist, I just assume that they're mentally in a better place than the average person.
Exactly. Thrill, I got a riddle for
just,
you.
Like, yeah, some of the stuff, too, eventually you just go, all right, well, I know that's going to end, so.
Exactly.
Put a lot less effort in this one.
There you go.
See ya, fella.
So, Thrill, what do neckties, itchy sweaters, and the Statue of Liberty all have in common?
Neckties, itchy sweaters, and the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
They all...
Oh, Ted knows it.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Originated in France.
No, they're all gifts that nobody wanted, so let's go over it.
The men's of top 10.
Wow.
The men's of top 10.
Could have worked on 10. Yeah.
The top 10 or more of the most awful gifts for Valentine's Day. I pulled this one out of the cherished memory bank. My ex-wife, for years, told me she wanted to and was going to take my last name. Great. Outstanding. Let's go. Then 1 year turned into two. 3, 4, 5. So for Valentine's Day 1 year, my gift was a business card sized version of our marriage license to show that even if we didn't have the same last name, I could prove to everyone that we were married. Were. Being the operative word here, as in past tense. No longer. But hey, it's the completely tone-deaf thought that counts. Positive Friday.
Positive Friday.
Damn. Man's had a day.
He has had a day.
Yeah. I love it. So these are the worst Valentine's Day gifts, and it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek because you're only giving your Valentine's Day... Your Valentine, these gifts, if you're pretty well just done.
Okay.
They're not exactly your Valentine.
Okay.
Because bottom of the list, they go with divorce papers.
Oh, damn. Oh, hey, happy Valentine's Day.
Presenting divorce papers is profoundly inappropriate and hurtful, regardless of the event.
I got your prepaid Bumble account.
Damn. Expired coupons. Giving expired coupons as a Valentine's Day present is a no-go and can be perceived as disrespectful. It's an opportunity. Valentine's Day is an opportunity to show your partner, friend, or even your parents that they're valued.
Even coupons that are valid just seems kind of weak.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, happy Valentine's Day. Here's some coupons.
You guys ever done the self-made coupon book?
Yeah. No.
Turn in this coupon for one free bracket.
Turn in this coupon
so I'll clean the bathrooms. And then you just write expiration dates that have already passed.
That's
I mean, I have done it before. I never had the guts to do it, like, in the tense argument. But, like, all right, you know what?
put out this coupon. What's the argue with that in your mouth?
Yeah.
I did do the coupon book one time, and it's weird when they pull the card out. No, no, I'm pulling the coupon out. You can't say no. I'm doing the coupon.
Okay. You're right. Write the expiration date.
All right, my bad. Correct. Sorry,
it's going to take me 12 hours to smoke that.
Weird gifts. The worst Valentine's Day gifts: a toilet seat.
No need to explain this further. Gifting a toilet seat on Valentine's Day is highly impractical and lacks idealistic sentiment.
What were you going to say, Ted? You sound like you're going to defend
it. I don't know. Maybe she knows her toilet seat sucks.
But on Valentine's Day, man.
Listen, I've never been married, so don't listen to me.
It's not about being married. It's if you're with anyone. For Valentine's Day specifically, I bought you a toilet seat. Just buy it for them on any day other than Valentine's Day. You're right.
A couple of us might have been in the bathroom. Don't ask what we were doing. So VD walks in, right?
Okay.
And he goes back into the back stall.
Oh, yeah.
And he sits down, and someone had peed on the toilet seat.
Oh!
And he got his hand and his ass all over it.
He was not happy.
You should have heard the scream coming from that back stall.
That man really has had a day.
He has had a day.
Happy birthday weekend. Oh, my God. The cliche gift basket. A cliche gift basket for Valentine's Day may lack the personal touch that makes the gift special. Often pre-assembled and generic, these baskets fail to reflect your unique interests for your Valentine.
I got you a gift.
Right, and the whole thing...
What do you mean unique? If you give flowers and chocolate, that is not unique.
Correct.
But no one complains about it.
You know, Robin actually put it very eloquently when it came to giving your Valentine gifts. Your Valentine's your girlfriend, your wife, your whoever it is, the person that you were with.
Right.
Birthday gifts, Valentine's gifts, Christmas gifts, Mother's Day, Father's Day gifts, they're all different categories.
Yes.
Valentine's
for sure.
Day, it is chocolates and cards and flowers and coupon books and stuff that makes you feel special.
Yeah.
Also, again, birthday's where you get the good stuff.
You got to know who you're with.
Yes.
There's certain Valentine's Day gifts I could get for one girlfriend I had. There's no chance it would have worked on the other one.
No.
You got to know who you're dealing with.
If I bring home a cliche gift basket for my wife, she's going to be ecstatic. When I bring home that cliche gift basket.
What is a cliche gift basket?
Bed Bath & Beyond, pretty much.
It's got soaps and candles and a little teddy bear. And
yeah. Yeah. The teddy bear says stuff.
I want a dirty talking teddy bear.
Hey, baby. What'd that butt do? What that butt do, yeah.
They say just a jewelry box. Presenting just a jewelry box without any jewelry can be disappointing, especially for a woman.
Oh, damn.
That'd be great, though.
Yeah.
Like, I want to go like, hey, Kay, can I just have a box?
Put all your other ex-boyfriend stuff in here.
Yeah.
Mike, I did on Christmas one year. I got this girl a very nice necklace from Tiffany's.
Oh,
damn.
Wow. So I put it in a small box.
Dropping coin, Ted Smith.
And then I put it inside of a bigger box, inside of a bag, inside of a brown paper
bag. That's brilliant.
I thought it was great.
It's great. Did she not find it as entertaining?
Did she like the present?
Oh, she loved it.
Oh, hopefully.
Damn right.
I hope she still rocks it. It was expensive as hell.
No kidding.
Damn, somebody here says a weight loss book.
Oh. Damn.
The Atkins diet.
This ain't stuffed animals.
It's in underneath the vacuum, honey. Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
You might as well just swing for the fences at that point. You're already in trouble.
Your Valentine's Day card's under this box of condoms.
Oh, it's the old joke. The wife said, hey, gonna drop you a hint. I want something that goes from 0 to 200 in 3.6 seconds. So the husband bought her a scale.
Yeah.
Never heard that one said?
No. Yeah.
You shouldn't do that.
The worst Valentine's Day gifts. They say stuffed animals. I fully disagree. There is nobody that is disappointed to get any stuffed animal on Valentine's Day.
I mean, I would be, but would be generally speaking, you know, if it's on Valentine's Day, somehow it's different.
Right. They also go with candles. No, sorry. Those are great.
I think it depends on who it is, right? Like, you know, if you date somebody that really is into candles.
They're just citronella.
Plus, I think it depends on how long you've been doing this, right? Sure. You've been married for 20-some years. I'm sure the
sure, the gifts change over the years.
What if you get the Gwyneth Paltrow vagina scented candle?
Goop candles?
Yeah.
I got this one as it makes women horny. It's an aphrodisiac.
Leaves you for another woman.
Oh. Cleaning tools. Flowers without a letter. Screw that.
Really?
If they're that upset by getting flowers but not a letter, man, come on.
My quill's out of ink.
A vacuum cleaner.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
It depends on the vacuum cleaner, honestly. Like, I get it. It means chores, but also if you get them, like,
I don't know Valentine's Day. I can fathom buying a Dyson for Christmas, but Valentine's Day.
There you go, baby.
Or she better be a very matter-of-fact woman.
You buy that for yourself.
Right.
Because you're the one using it.
Oversized clothing. Guys, if you don't know, don't buy clothes.
I never have any idea.
The number of women that I've wanted to buy clothes for whatever reason, it's a shirt that's just stupid and it says something. They're like, what size is she?
But the problem is, like, if you get oversized, you think I was this big. And ladies, listen, honest to God, as guys, we don't understand how women's sizing works.
Correct.
Because your sizes change from designer to designer, from store to store to make you feel good. Guys' clothes, like, you live with the reality of your dimensions.
Yes. 100%. We are,
you cannot F it up, right?
The only thing that I would say there is if you're going to get them comfy clothes, like house clothes, whatever, you can buy as big of a shirt as you freaking want to. They do not care. It's comfy.
I don't know, because you'll wear mine.
Exactly. Worst Valentine's Day gifts, dental hygiene products.
Just throw it a pack of gum, too. I'm not saying anything, man.
They go with cheap lingerie.
Why?
Well, because
it's cheap.
It's a gift for you, too.
Well, yeah. The reason I'm doing any of this is to have sex with you. I mean, let's just.
I mean, you're
to the
right
point.
Though. If a woman, if she said for Valentine's Day, I'm going to put on this
lingerie, I'd be like, cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Save the expensive stuff for your boyfriend.
Jim Gaffigan put it best. Here's this gift for you. That's really for me.
Yeah.
cheap chocolates.
She comes home and you're just standing there in your garter belt
with a crackle bar.
Here's a Hershey Kiss.
Crackle chocolate,
Mr. Goodbar. I never would find this.
Here's it's not even that. It's
what's
like
the most random?
Stuff,
right? What's the most random?
Here's a whatchamacallit, baby.
Payday.
Hey, I like the payday.
I like a whatchamacallit.
Here's a Tootsie Pop, Mama.
Here's a chunk bar.
A cheap bouquet of flowers.
I mean,
number two, a breakup letter.
Well, Jesus, yeah.
They're not your Valentine if you're giving them a breakup letter, man.
Remember the classic, Mike?
What's that?
Roses are red, violets are blue, trash is dumped, and so are you.
Damn, man.
We used to say it in, like, sixth grade. Nice. Yeah. And then this is the worst Valentine's...
Whoops.
The gift of laughter. The worst Valentine's Day that you can give. Fellas, do not fall for the trap and give them nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need anything for Valentine's Day. Let's not do Valentine's Day.
She got
Day
the Mazel Tov card, man.
Yeah. Even if it's been like a month and a half, get her something. Anything. You can hear my voice, dude. Get her something.
Right. Do not make that mistake.
Shout out to my mom for teaching me.
Miles, what kind of car would a man need to drive to grab the attention of literally everybody he drove by?
Oh, I'm not sure.
I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50 in the meantime, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drinking time, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Stephen Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today's shot is brought to you by the fine folks at Black Raven Brewing, proud brewers of Men's Room IPA and the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager. All right, today we toast a 55-year-old Canadian woman. Now, her story takes place in the warm blue waters of Turks and Caicos, all right? So there she was vacationing when she had a chance for a once-in-a-lifetime selfie. You see, while she was splashing around in the ocean, a bull shark approached her. So naturally, instead of getting out of the water, she tried to get a selfie again with a bull shark. It bit both of her hands off.
Oh, my God.
She survived. That's the whole story. Listen, man, I know people want selfies with everything. Use your brain. It is a bull shark. The thing is, it's splashing around. She got closer to it and was trying to, not quite pet it, but trying to, like, you know, grab it and pull it in for her husband to get a selfie. And it took both of her damn hands off. Wow.
That's an aggressive shark, too. Most bites on humans are bull sharks.
They absolutely are, man.
The deadly ones.
Yeah.
Well, she'll be safe now. She'll never take a selfie again.
Yeah, that's a good point, man. She'll take a stumpy. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze.
She didn't like bought one.
Because it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Your winner on a Bad Choice Friday is coming up next.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.